Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
Well, praise Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Father. I got through a lot last week at work, and that in and of itself was a little bit of a miracle, but praise God. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you. We praise you for keeping us on the edge of our seats with the things that are happening around us. Father, sometimes things slow down so slow that we get discouraged, and we pray that you will forgive us because we shouldn't be. We should be in constant communication with you. As Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. And we want to trust you, Father, and we do trust you. We proclaim that with the power. There's life and death in the power of the tongue, and we proclaim that we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Jesus, and we stand by you. We pray that we will walk in the harmony of your holy will continuously and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Help us, Father, to identify the things that are outside of the harmony of your perfect will for each of us, to confess of them, 1 John 1:9, and to accept your forgiveness after our confession, because we will work very hard not to repeat the offense. And help us, Father God, to be pure. For Titus 1:15 says, to the pure, all things are pure. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will cleanse and totally purify our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our flesh. We pray that you will totally cleanse and purify our tongues, and take away any desires that haunt us, that we feel that are part of the flesh, that don't belong. And anoint us, Father God, with that spirit of peace from Isaiah 26:3. Help us to keep our minds stayed upon you and to truly, truly trust you in these days. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will imbue upon us an anointing, that when trouble does bubble up, no matter what part of our life it's bubbling up in, that we look with our eyes closed directly into your eyes, and reach out and take your hand. And Father, and Jesus, in accordance with the word, Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together on this earth, whatever we ask will be given us. We take hold of that as a promise. We stand upon that promise and we believe. We believe with much more faith than a mustard seed. We have to, and we do. And we also, in accordance with that promise, are praying to be counted worthy to escape all these things, counted worthy, because we're not worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass, and stand right there in your presence, Lord Jesus, at the wedding supper of the Lamb. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, oh boy, we went from 0 to 60, like a Tesla, and 0 to 60 in like 0.5 seconds flat. Things were getting really slow, and the conversations that I was having behind the scenes with various people around the world. Yes, I'm John from around the world. No, I'm just joking. Talking to folks like Tamil in Belgium and also Paula in France and other people in different places. Praise Jesus. I love every one of the listeners of the show dearly. And I do pray for each and every one of you. I really do. And anyone who even bothers, even takes a moment to lift me up in, by name in prayer to the Lord, especially over my crazy job. I pray for a tenfold blessing, an anointing like no other upon you. And for all of the rest of you, I'm constantly and continuously praying that we are counted worthy. We are all counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. On that note, we got more than I had bargained for before I came, before I decided to go ahead and do this program. So, you know, I'll watch, like I said, I'll watch the things that are happening out there. I'll continue to do my doom scrolling duty, you know, and then also, you know, I have to filter them. You know, there's so much conflicting information, and one person says one thing and then another person, there are lies and lies and lies and lies. And it's just, you know, to try to sort out what's really going to happen, or the truth, or the intended truth. Sometimes people intend things, they say them, they believe that they're true at the time, and then they redact them later, or retract them might be the better word. And, you know, there's just no way. I mean, it's so fast moving right now. It's unbelievable. Now, like I said, if I go all the way back to like June 15th, 3 days ago, wow. I mean, there were things happening, yes, but nothing that, you know, I could jump on a radio show and do like an hour and, oh my goodness, that kind of thing. And besides, last week was pretty crazy. And next week's going to be even 10 times crazier. So, just grab that hour and try to do the best I can with the time that I got. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. So anyway, we have a ton of stuff to get out there to you. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Kids, you don't mind, do you? I mean, come on. Cut me a break once in a while. Just cut me a... Hey! Hey! Spanky, what's on the card? What is on the card, Spanky? You won't show me, huh? All right. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and progress with the news, okay? You guys, you all right with that? Okay. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I think Bill Murray hits the nail on the head. They even have a video. It's just absolutely, it's sad. I mean, in reality, it's sad. But it's kind of funny. You know how, like, sometimes you see something that and it's kind of funny, but then you think about what's really happening, and then it's sad? Well, that's what this is. They took a clip of Clark out of Christmas Vacation, and they overlaid the Clark flipping out, you know, over his Jelly of the Month Club moment. They overlaid that on top of the announcement whereby they were given $770 checks to the people in the fire in California. And first you start watching it, because if you're a fan of, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation, that's like one of the most funny scenes ever. But then you realize what they really did. And then it's just so miserable. I mean, life is a roller coaster ride if it's nothing right now. Praise God. All right, so there's a ton of stuff to get out, and I want to try to get it all out. That'll be a miracle, but I'm going to give it my best Johnny B. shot. All right, thank you, Jesus. All right. As a matter of fact,
here's Johnny.
Gotta put a smile on somebody's face. This is a hard time of the world's existence to try to smile.
Starving.
All right. Praise God. So we're going to kind of rewind a little bit because I want to go through these things in some order. But let me tell you something. This is going to end with a bang. So hang in there, okay? We're 10 minutes into the show. That means we got 50 minutes left, and I need to move it. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And here we go. First one up. Trump. So Trump is Trump trashes Netanyahu, and Netanyahu got extremely mad. I'm going to go ahead and play this audio bite for you so you can actually hear it in action. This was posted on Trump Social, and of course it was heard.
Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled his pre-scheduled trip to the United States for the inauguration.
It was heard by Netanyahu.
President Donald J. Trump, after President Trump posted a video on Truth Social of Jeffrey Sachs ripping Netanyahu as a deep, dark son of a bitch who's dragging the United States into endless wars in the Middle East. Take a listen to that video that President Trump just posted.
The war in Syria, and you may actually hear from grown-up reporters who are lying through their teeth or ignorant beyond imagining that, oh, the war in Syria, yes, Russia intervened in Syria. Well, do you know that that Obama tasks the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government, starting 4 years before Russia intervened? What kind of nonsense is that? And how many times did the New York Times report on Operation Timber Sycamore, which was the presidential order to the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad? 3 times in 10 years. This is not democracy. This is a game. And it's a game of narrative. Why did the U.S. invade Iraq in 2003? Well, first of all, it was completely phony pretenses. It wasn't, oh, we were so wrong, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. They actually did focus groups in the fall of 2002 to find out what would sell that war to the American people. Abe Schulsky, if you want to know the name of the PR genius. They did focus groups on the war. They wanted the war all the time. They had to figure out how to sell the war to the American people, how to scare the shit out of the American people.
Sorry about
it.
It
was a phony war. Where did that war come from? You know what? It's quite surprising. That war came from Netanyahu, actually. You know that? It's weird. And the way it is that Netanyahu had from 1995 onward the theory that the only way we're going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah is by toppling the governments that support them. That's Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And the guy's nothing if not obsessive. And he's still trying to get us to fight Iran this day, this week.
All right, so you got the gist of it, if you will, and it was posted on Truth Social by Donald Trump. Immediately thereafter, Netanyahu, the word is that Netanyahu had canceled his plane flight to the inauguration event. All right, so you can imagine that there's quite a bit of an enmity occurring right now between Netanyahu and Trump. And I had mentioned something to the tune of about a year ago when Netanyahu came to congratulate Trump for winning the election. He went over to Mar-a-Lago, and Trump had done a dominant handshake where he took the palm of his hand and placed it over the top of Netanyahu's upside-down hand and then put his other hand on top of his other hand. It's like it's a sign, okay? They're real big on hand signals, and this is a dominant type of a handshake. This is Donald Trump telling Netanyahu, I am in charge. And I can guarantee you that didn't go over very well. But anyway, His Excellency, of course. So anyway, I want to keep on moving through these because there's so many. All right, so
One last word, which is,
okay, I want you to know who this is. This is Biden's national security advisor, okay, and he basically makes a comment, Jake Sullivan, he makes a comment, hey, I think this is probably my last visit to y'all, you know, I hope y'all have a great year while we kill you with pandemics and different things and alien invasions and such, but no, he didn't actually say that, but he does say something very revealing, and let's go ahead and listen to that.
I hope this is my last time at this podium, at least for a little while. I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean, the only thing that would bring me back is an unexpected event in the next few days, which, as you all know, is totally possible.
All righty, then. So he basically says, an unexpected event may happen. But maybe not. But maybe so. But maybe not. But maybe so. Maybe not. I was only kidding. Only kidding. Well, you heard what he said. Wonder why he said that. That got people pretty sparky. Oh, hey, that's Clark's nickname on the Christmas Vacation. Anyway, pun intended. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Let's see what we got here. All right. So there have been a plethora of videos, new videos, that have surfaced from the New Jersey area. And the people are taking, you know, live videos of many, 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 quote, drones, which they're not. And the, you know, this is the title of their submission. The New Jersey UAP drone flap has not stopped at all, by the way. Okay, so, and I apologize, but I guess people are waking up and they're sending me text messages and things. And so you'll hear little dings and bings and bongs and things in the background. But I want to keep on going because I don't want to lose my cadence because of the sheer volume of the reports. But the drone flap over in New Jersey is moving at full speed. All right, praise God. So that's not stopped. A lot of people thought it did, and it has not. All right, praise God. So let me go ahead and... hallelujah. Just give the glory to God and move on to the next report. All right. And okay, so you got the report that an unexpected event is totally possible from Jake Sullivan. We have this report that states that, I'll just read it to you, NATO secretary calls for a major war with Russia. All right, now hold on a second. I know that's got to be getting a little bit disturbing for folks, and because the person, this person in particular, wants to talk to me very, very badly. So let me go ahead and stop it and hit it, and there we go. I got my phone silenced. Hopefully that chills things out a little bit, but I still have one other thing I better silence because it will continue. I can promise you that. Thank you, Jesus. All right, and let's go ahead and turn off the notifications there, and we're off and running. So this particular report says NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte called on the alliance to prepare for a major war with Russia. Our future security is at stake, he says. Russia is working hard to weaken our democracies and undermine our freedom, and they are not alone. China, North Korea, and Iran are with them. So again, these are... things that are going on behind the scenes while we're watching all the flap that's happening in the front. You know, shining object over here, a little bit of sleight of hand, and in the meantime, we all got digital IDs and we didn't see it coming. But, you know, and you know, the really sad reality is that I don't think we are ever going to see them coming. Now, some of these things we are. You know, we're going to get a little bit of early warning, but it's not like you can do anything about it. What are you going to do, sell your house in a really, really bad market? You know, they had an advertisement for retiring in Mauritius. All you need to do is put $1,500 every month in the bank, which would be your Social Security allotment, and you can just live there. There's no other rules to that. You know, you get your passport, you can move in to Mauritius. One, I did a little bit more. It sounded so wonderful. I was like, oh man, it would be so cool to just, you know, but the hidden gotcha is, where are you going to live? And once you tally that in, suddenly you don't have any money for food. So it isn't as amazing as it sounds. Never is, right? So anyway, let's just go ahead and move on to the next one. Praise God. Let me see here. All right. This one is kind of interesting, so I am going to go ahead and play it and take a chance. This one here is one of the officials, the Los Angeles County Public Works Director, is talking about the fire. What's fascinating is this Freudian slip of the tongue that he has in the middle of his little spiel. Okay, so let's listen to this. Praise God.
Embark upon what is going to be a journey to rebuild these communities back and rebuild them better than they were when we started this fire.
When we started this fire. Do you think that was a Freudian slip? Do you think he went home and put, you know, slapped his hand on his forehead and said, oh man, thank goodness I didn't mention us using the black slate, you know, unacknowledged special access programs in our contact Area 51 so that the giant UFOs, you know, the motherships would be able to use their laser weapons to set the fire all over the place and burn certain houses. You know, there are areas of the Palisades that are just consistently burned all the way across. Every single house is lost. But then they have these areas that are just so, it's impossible. It has to be a laser beam. It has to be a dew weapon, because you'll have this whole housing development that is untouched. But there'll be one or two houses out of 50 that are completely disintegrated. And the house next door is in perfect condition. That can only be a laser from this. And it's fascinating, too, because back in 2011, I had this woman by the name of Trudy who would send me, I called them Trudy's Jesus Children Visions. And she would send me these visions that her two little daughters would have all the time. She'd write them down, and then she would send them to me, and I would publish them on Tribulation Now. And one of them, her daughters had seen in a dream from the Lord, UFOs flying in formation very, very low over housing developments, and using lasers to kill everybody inside the houses. So you're not even safe in Mauritius. And boy, oh boy, that's in the middle of nowhere. And that makes Alcatraz look like a simple three-stroke to the shore kind of thing. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, the next one up is Israel signs Hamas ceasefire. Now listen, I'm going to save us some time because I'm going to burn through a lot of these things fast. There are so many in my list of stuff that I need to talk about on this radio show. It is unbelievable. First, you get this ceasefire thing going on, and everybody supposedly is involved. Ben Gavir, who's part of the right, and he's one of the most unbelievably sinister and evil people on the face of the earth. The things that I've seen Gavir do, the corpses in Gaza, I cannot repeat. It is that horrible. So anyway, without getting into it, Ben Gavir's like, I'm going to drop out of the government if this is signed. This is a horrible agreement. And it's broken into three phases. Phase one is to release the hostages. And then phase two is to cease certain, war cessations and stuff like that. No more bombing for a while, up to, I forget what the amount of time is, but they're notorious in these dynamics for, getting the first phase and the prisoner exchange, et cetera, and the hostage exchange going forward to some extent, and then all of a sudden, bomb, 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 bomb. So, but this is weirder. This dynamic was that supposedly Netanyahu conceded to sign off on this Qatar-supported, Egypt-supported, I forget all the countries that were involved, this agreement for the ceasefire. So what you were getting was these reports, and it was so confusing, because if you would collect, snapshot the report, send it to a bunch of your friends, and they're going like, oh no, that's terrible. As a matter of fact, when they first mentioned the agreement to the ceasefire, that evening they had killed over 30 to, I think it was, well, they were talking about two different locations, but the bottom line was there was something to the effect of 80 people slaughtered just that evening alone. They were, in innocence, I'm talking about apartment complexes and things like this and families. So you had, we're going to have a ceasefire, bomb, 80 people dead. We're going to have a ceasefire, we're going to have a ceasefire. That's exactly how it was for days. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? So we have, there were people coming out and saying, Israel has lost the war. They must completely withdraw. Their economy is destroyed. Just all kinds of, and celebrations that are going on. And I'm not saying, please, don't get me wrong. The Palestinians are so awful in how they behave that all the other neighboring Arab countries don't want them to come anywhere near their countries. Okay, so they've got a long, long history of breaking agreements as well and being extremely murderous and slaughterous. I can tell you, I'm not taking sides here. Okay, I think I misquoted and said Ephesians on the last show. It's actually Philippians 3:20 where Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven. And James 4:4 says, adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity with God? We have to elevate ourselves in the spiritual realm. We need to raise ourselves up. We are not from this earth. We really aren't. And we are not staying here. As it says in Psalms 82, have I not said that you are children of the Most High, sons of God? But ye shall die like men. How does a son of God, how does an eternal being die? die like a man? And there's your mystery quiz question for the day or night. Okay, and a little hint there is in John 10:34, when Jesus looks across and he says, you know, after he's getting accused of, you called yourself the Son of Man, that is blasphemy. And Jesus said, have I not said in your law that ye are gods? Little g gods. All right, so anyway, what we have here is probably 30 reports. You know, the ceasefire has been signed. Everybody's celebrating. The ceasefire has been signed. Everybody's celebrating. Everybody's celebrating. We need to give Donald Trump kudos. Kudos to you, Donald Trump, you peacemaker, you. Way to go. It was all you, Don. All you. And then, of course, you know, the fake Biden comes out and tries to take credit for it and blah, 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 puts up a little note on the White House, which we all know is all a bunch of hokey pokey nonsense. And, you know, everybody trying to take credit for whatever, and, you know, and then they're back bombing. They're bombing southern Lebanon. They're bombing Gaza. There's reports coming in. Hospitals are going down, that refugee centers are being bombed. Children are being slaughtered. You know, apartment buildings are being collapsed all over the place, both in Lebanon. And then, of course, there's also mayhem going on in the West Bank. And this is all as it's going back and forth. They agree with the ceasefire agreement. And then they say, no, we don't. There's something wrong with the ceasefire agreement. We're going to bow out. And then a day goes by and they come back and say, okay, we're good now. We're going to go ahead and do the ceasefire. Then Ben Gavir comes out and says, I'm going to withdraw from the Israeli government. I think it's the most unfair thing ever. And then they're back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's on. It's off. It's on. It's off. It's on. It's off. It's on. It's off. We have seen no indication whatsoever. None. That it's true, that it's truly ever been on. It all looks like a bunch of smoke and mirrors to me, and probably to you as well. But I wanted you to be aware of that, because that makes up the vast majority of the reports that I have here. So I have like one here. It says Israel and Hamas has signed a ceasefire. And then it just goes back and forth. Israel is killing civilians in Gaza following the ceasefire announcement, etc., etc., etc. So I'm going to try to blow past these and move forward because of the voluminous amount of reports that we have to cover today. And then, of course, I want to kill this one because we touched upon it. Praise God. Now, I want you to hear this particular discussion about an object that is known as the Orion Cube. Okay, Eisenhower and the Orion Cube. Think Donald Trump. Think Barron Trump. Think about all the people saying, boy, this book seems very prophetic. What's up with this Barron Trump thing and all that? Okay, well, let's listen to this little spiel on President Eisenhower, who was the one president of the United States who had been given the most information about the truth behind the alien problem. And they're talking about this object known as the Orion Cube. Listen close. Oh, come on, Johnny. Here, I've got to go. I only had a snapshot there. Here's the actual.
In 1954, according to Dan Bursch, there was a meeting between President Dwight D. Eisenhower and representatives of the P-52 Orions, and a treaty was signed. A copy of that treaty was kept at Area S-4, Level 4-1, and they also gave President Eisenhower something called the Orion Cube, which we'll talk about as well. What is the Orion Cube? It was also known as the Yellow Book. It has nothing to do with phone numbers, okay? What it is it's a 8-by-8-inch square cube, and it's a quantum viewing device that you could, once it's accessed, you could look at the probabilities of future events. There was protocols that had to be followed in order to activate this. And at one time, it's believed that this cube was stored at Level 4-1. Later, it was moved to the Scottish Rite Masonic Temple just outside Washington, D.C. From that point further, we don't know where it is. So,
all right. So you heard that, didn't you? To the Scottish Rite Masonic Temple, which, by the way, is a very big building. So look it up on the Internet. It's huge. Did you know that Donald Trump is very high up in the Scottish Rite? And that Donald Trump's father had exclusive access to pillage all the information from Nikola Tesla's apartment after he passed? Or maybe he was suicided, who knows? But anyway, yeah. So it kind of runs in the bloodline, eh? That's for you guys up in Canada that are going to become the 51st state, eh? Praise God. But did you hear that? Wow. That explains an awful lot. Now, I've known through my research that these alien craft, do have the ability to go to move in and out. We've seen them all over Twitter, all over the blaze. Portals, well, they are able to move back and forth in different parts of time. But God injects judgments into the timeline. So they may see a happy-go-lucky, everybody wearing orange and handing out daisies future. But then God says, lightning bolt! And then there's a judgment. Whoops! There goes your timeline. So anyway, yeah, Orion Cube. Can you loose the bands of Orion? Very interesting stuff here. Praise God. All right, so let's go ahead and continue forward. Okay, this is Marco Rubio making a comment on Russia and what they took and his vision of what the future holds.
Where they said the problem that Ukraine is facing is not that they're running out of money, it's that they're running out of Ukrainians. There's a size differential here that's important. Now, what Vladimir Putin has done is unacceptable. There's no doubt about it, but this war has to end. And I think it should be the official policy of the United States that we want to see it end. Now, what that master plan looks like is going to be hard work. This is not going to be an easy endeavor. But it's going to require bold diplomacy, and my hope is that it could begin with some ceasefire. And we're going to have in order to achieve objectives like the one that needs to occur in Ukraine, it is important for everyone to be realistic. There will have to be concessions made by the Russian Federation, but also by the Ukrainians, and the United States has lend itself there. It's also important that there be some balance on both sides. In essence, it will be difficult to achieve this objective of a ceasefire and ultimately a peace settlement unless both sides have leverage.
All right. So anyway, so you heard it, and we'll see how that all pans out. I really do not think that Putin is going to give up any of the territory that has Russian-speaking people in it. I've seen personal videos with my own eyes of young girls, maybe 12 years old, 13 or so, rushing out of their homes and jumping into the arms of the Russian Federation soldiers in tears, saying, "We've waited for you so long. We've waited for you so long." Their lives are in danger. When the Ukraine Nazis, the Azov Battalion, were bombing the heck out of the Donbass region, they had little children. It looked like the fencing that was around the 9/11 buildings, where they had missing children and little faces posted up on the fences and stuff. It was tear-jerking. And these things were happening every day. Kids, moms walking their kids to kindergarten. Bam! Boom! A bomb goes off. Thank you, Azov Battalion. And Putin didn't come to their rescue right away. They had petitioned Putin for many, many years before he finally said, enough is enough. I don't blame him for wanting to protect those people. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if anybody who doesn't think Ukraine is crooked is really not paying attention. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Breaking. Source warns that H5N1 flu outbreak is spreading amongst humans in China. So again, that's really just the essentials of this particular report, but it is. China is allegedly seeing more and more human infections of the H5N1 bird flu, according to the sources working for China Disease Monitoring and Prevention Sector. Now then, I have peddled that around and sent it to several people, and one consensus is, it's just a fake. It's just a lie. There are a lot of people out there to this day that still think that COVID-19 was a fake. No, it wasn't. It was a gain of function. It was a virus that they actually did, in fact, dork with. I lost my niece to it. Okay. Let me tell you, she's had flu the plenty of times. Okay. This put her in the Hershey Hospital. Okay. Which, by the way, is a big, humongous facility owned by Penn State University. But they followed the protocols that they were told to follow, which is to murder the person. And they murdered my niece. Now, I'm not going to get into all of it, but here's the thing. If you think the answer is only A, that it's fake, or only B, that it's real but embellished with lies, what you need to do is you need to accept that it's going to be all of the above. Okay, there's going to be people out there continuously, forever and ever, amen, that are going to say, fake, 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 fake. Let me tell you something, folks. When they unleash a real, 100% lab-developed, gain-of-function, deadly virus, and everybody's going, oh, it's fake, don't wear your mask, it's fake, and they're all shopping happily over at their, you know, giant food market or whatever, and they go home and they get sick, bleed out, and are dead in 4 days. And this is happening everywhere, you know. Now, I'm just using this as a supposition, as an example of what could happen. The worst possible case scenario is that everybody's convinced that these things are fake, and they don't take it seriously at all, and they don't get any hydroxychloroquine or any of the natural hydroxy and all that other stuff. They just go out and, oh, it's fake, you guys are crazy for wearing, and oh, yeah, and all this. And then they get sick and die. I mean, if something like that is unleashed, the people that were angry in the grocery stores for non-mask wearers are going to be murderous in the grocery stores for non-mask wearers. They are going to see the people without the mask and they are going to kill them because they are going to see them as a direct threat to the lives of their children. And that's exactly the kind of thing that a bunch of reptilians and Dracos would do. Okay, we're talking about evil that is so seething and dark, it's at levels that we can't even conceive. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, and let's move on to the next one. Okay, Israel still killing civilians following the ceasefire arrangement. We know about that, so we're going to see several of those. Praise you, Jesus. Let's see here. Source warns. Okay, I just covered this one. Source warns that the H5N1 is a real deal, and there's lockdowns like crazy happening all over China. We'll see. They're talking about it. The spreading. There have been reports that it has spread indeed to the United States of America, and that it is deadly. Now, whether or not those are embellished or true, or there's dancing nurses in the hall, or some crazy talk show host is dancing around with giant needles, and oh, good Lord. So anyway, we just have to be very careful. Take your elderberry, vitamin C, zinc, D3, and quercetin every day with a shot of selenium. Hallelujah. And make yourself up a really nice batch of, natural hydroxychloroquine. Drink an 8-ounce glass every day. You can email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com. I still have not gotten to update the website. Hopefully, I might be able to do that sometime this weekend. Although there are some predictions that suggest that this weekend is going to be more tumultuous and explosive than we have ever seen. And we will continue toward those things right now. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Next one up. Emergency crews are responding to reports of multiple people on fire. And indeed, that was actually happening. So you've got it's all of the above. Remember, it's always all of the above. Was it dew weapons in the Palisades? Yes. Was it people throwing gasoline down the hill? Yes. Were they throwing gasoline on people and lighting them on fire, too? Yes. Is the answer all of the above? Yes. Okay. That's the way to do it. That's the way, to do it. Hey, I feel like the 70s. It's like Disco Johnny. Remember Disco Duck? Can you believe that they actually Disco Duck? Boy, you got to be pretty old for that kind of stuff. You got to be pretty crazy to even repeat it. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Terrible forest fire in Chubut province in Argentina. So we're not the only place in the world that there are horrible forest fires all over the world right now. And the one in Argentina is so apocalyptic, it's very difficult to quantify it. It is absolutely just every bit as horrible as what we are seeing happening in California. And there have been additional fires set in California as well. So it has not stopped. It's absolutely horrible. I hate to even think about it, and my heart breaks for them. All right, next one up. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so here's another one of these. Breaking. Israel accuses Hamas of reneging on the ceasefire agreement. Israel forces have killed 82 people in Gaza and 30 people in Gaza City since the ceasefire has come up, all right? Also, there was a report that they had confirmed 100% that multiple sclerosis is caused 100% by parasites. They had done an autopsy on a person who had died from multiple sclerosis, and they pulled out the various parts and looked at the brain and everything else under high magnification and said, holy moly, look at those parasites! So be sure to stock up on your 444 fenbendazole and ivermectin. Matter of fact, you can buy on Amazon.com, if you're in the United States, you can buy liquid, about 4 or 5 ounces of liquid ivermectin for sheep. They sell it. And you can get these little, needles with long straws on them and suck out like 2.5 millimeters. And you got to do it by, it's supposed to be like a 1 milligram per pound of fat. For me, it's for fat. Okay. But I wish I could just, I'm not going to take any of those weird shots because let me tell you something. The side effects of those things include things like thyroid cancer, damage to major, like the heart and the pancreas and, you know, major parts of the body. So it's not a good thing. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's keep on chiseling our way through this stuff. Netanyahu's office said that his cabinet will not approve the Gaza ceasefire agreement until Hamas backs down. And in this case, backs down from what it called a last minute crisis. Oh, no. Okay, so again, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And where it's going to stop, nobody knows. Next one up, Netanyahu accuses Hamas of reneging. So we got another report that came in on that same exact thing. Next one up is a new fire has broken out in San Bernardino County, California. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if it's anywhere near the building where they did the fake false flag attack of the people that were inside the building with testimonies of eyewitness accounts of 4 men coming out of it in black military, paramilitary gear getting into black Tahoes. Oh my goodness. Who do you believe? I guess you believe the police report after it's all over and they've scrubbed the entire internet of the true story, that it was a couple of people just dawdling down the road in their 1972 Vega. I don't think so. What a world. All right, the next one that we got, praise Jesus, is CIA Al-Qaeda creating ultra-deadly biological weapons in Afghanistan. This is a testimony of a top-secret whistleblower, so much so that the person would not
scientists, they're working, or they have microbiologists face. Who are working in biological labs, developing weapon of mass destruction. Even the UN reported that they have weapons engineers.
Weapon what?
Weapon engineers.
Weapon engineers.
Yes, to build new weapon. For example, we know that they are working on drones.
We're potentially facing biological warfare as well.
It's on the platter, yes.
What kind of biological weapons?
We exactly don't know, not yet. They are working on modifying agents to make it more lethal. And there is an Al-Qaeda microbiologist. He was detained. His name is Yazid Sufat. He is a Malaysian, actually he's a former military. He studied in the United States. He was detained until 2019. Then his close monitoring ended in 2021. 2022, he was already working in Afghanistan in a lab.
Were they
All right, so there you have that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And boy, I'll tell you, the time is flying when you're having so much fun. Praise God. So let's keep on checking through these. News report, Justin, Prime Minister Netanyahu says the Israeli cabinet will not meet to approve. That's back and forth, so I'm not going to go there. But this is great. This is one that you absolutely have to hear. This is Matt Gaetz, and I find him one of the most incredibly believable people that, I mean, some of the things that he said in Congress were absolutely A++. All right, praise God. So anyway, let's listen to this little snippet of Matt Gaetz.
Seen some patterns emerge that are absolutely a threat to national security, whether this is of human origin or not. Look, we have members of Congress who believe that not only are there extraterrestrials on Earth, but that they have built bases and that they are operating out of bases. I have personally met with people in uniform for the United States military who believe that there are hybrid breeding programs going on right now. Now, I've not seen evidence to suggest that all of those things are accurate, but when those claims arise, I get hot under the collar when we just don't get straight answers.
Hybrid breeding programs. We had Dr. David Jacobs. He is the author of several books, but one in particular called The Threat. and he calls them hybrids. They are, it is when the people are abducted and they're actually able to transfer the soul energy, not the spirit, but the soul energy out of one of their abductees and move it over into one of the hybrids that they have, or hybrids that they have created by abducting a woman, injecting, you know, making her pregnant, and then coming back later, re-abducting her and taking out. And then she never even knows, you know, what happened. And that's how they create these hybrids, or, you know, blend of. And there's, evidently, they're already in Congress right now. I have live video of them controlling the actual speech. They have telepathic abilities to be able to control people's minds and make them say things. And there's several videos and many more that have surfaced since of them doing just that in the Congress during live sessions. So I'd love to be able to spend a whole show on that, but things are moving way too fast. All right, praise God. Next one up. All right, so China releases moon footage of alien bases. Praise God. So again, it says the report stipulates, I was sent some pictures by a source who claims China will be releasing high-resolution images taken by the Chang'e 2 moon orbiter, which clearly shows buildings and structures on the moon's surface. He also claims NASA has deliberately bombed important areas of the moon in an effort to destroy ancient artifacts and facilities pictures yet to be released, clearly showing nuclear impact craters and buildings and debris caused by the explosions in an effort by NASA to destroy the truth. China is moving forward in full disclosure with the extraterrestrial reality. If these images and future ones are verified to be genuine, then NASA should be investigated for fraud and treason. And there you have it. And yes, they do have actual footage. Let me go ahead and flag this one as one that I need to I need to slice out a period of time to get caught up publication of a lot of these that are visual only in nature. So I want to get this one up on the website for sure. So I just flagged it. Let me see if the flag took, and the flag did take. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue to chisel on. Israel ceasefire is back. Breaking ceasefire agreement will continue as planned, and everybody starts to celebrate again. Then it comes out and says Egypt has violated the peace treaty and arms in the Sinai Peninsula. And there are aerial photos that they have, of course, to show all the tanks and everything that are lined up on the edge of the Sinai Peninsula. This would be another one that I would want to publish on the website. So who knows, maybe I'll slug down an extra cup of coffee and get busy. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let me go ahead and mark this with the special label that is required for me to see it and make sure that it gets on the website. Thank you, Jesus. All right, hallelujah. That's tribulationnow.com. Tribulationnow.com. Two ends in the middle. All right. Also, folks, please do consider sending these emails, the email communications with the radio show link in them, out to as many people as you can think of, especially unbelievers, because I feel so sorry for the unbelievers out there, and especially the New Age unbelievers, because there's so much evidence available for the New Agers to be able to grasp on their notion, just like Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer, I read part of his biography, and I can tell you, he was on big, giant spaceships. He was cruising around with the aliens, the friends and family plan. He honestly believes from the very bottom of his heart that these are our friends, and it's us that have done bad things to them. And so he's really passionate about this kind of stuff. So he's sucker punched on a level that cannot be quantified, and we must be very careful of what he says, because, you know, I don't know if you know about this, but the 1111 magazine about ascension, which is in a magazine for New Agers about ascending into their new dimension, their new interdimensional intergalactic reality, and joining their friends and family in outer space, that ascension, the only ascension that's going to occur with 1111 are the saints that are going to meet Jesus at the wedding supper. Count us worthy, Father, please, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Polar vortex is going to take over a major portion of the United States. Now, I've already, you know, are other countries going to get hit by this? Yes, I think so. But this one is a whopper. They're saying it's setting records like never before. But you know what? A lot of times they get sensationalized. And so we don't really know exactly what's going to happen. Some have claimed that there's going to be a blizzard that originates in the upper eastern side of the state of Texas and then gets bigger and bigger and bigger and then moves across Georgia and dumps a bunch of snow. And of course, it's going to include ice storms and everything else under the sun. Some have even said that the snow could go as far south as Tallahassee and Jacksonville. I actually was caught in a Jacksonville snowstorm one time heading up to Pennsylvania. Boy, that was a mess. They had the police taking one car at a time across a bridge with an escort. Talk about. I found myself away off the bridge and was able to circumvent the whole thing by going downtown and coming around the bridge. Took a little while, but I was able to keep moving. And I'm not going to get into the whole story. It was perilous. Let me just leave it at that. Very, very perilous. You don't want to be driving around people who don't know how to drive in snow. If you know how to drive in snow, it's not so bad because they understand, you know, stopping distance and everything like that. But the people that don't understand it will pull out right in front of you and you're like going, oh, you know, you're pumping your brakes, your car's turning sideways because you're doing everything you can not to hit that bonehead that just pulled out in front of you when you were going very careful 30 miles an hour on the freeway, super slippery. And they have no concept of stopping distance changes associated with a snowstorm. So you're dead. And your poor car, right? Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we've got that going on, and it's supposed to be happening very, very soon. Okay, of course, there's another report here of Israeli Minister of Security Ben-Gavir getting angry. I want to go and do horrible, disgusting things to the corpses in Gaza. This guy. Let's just hope that he's not standing there, you know, administering the Noahide laws under the Talmud. Let's hope that we're off this alien demon-infested rock by them, please, in the name of Jesus. And then, of course, another report. Netanyahu is once again changing the rules for the ceasefire. Netanyahu is delaying the ceasefire. It's just unbelievable. Then there's a report about Gates and Trump getting together to talk about more mRNA vaccines. Why in the world would Donald Trump meet with Gates in the first place? Who let him out of his cage? I'm talking about Gates. And why would he meet with them? What is up with that? Let me tell you something. That's got people very, very, very up in arms, as well they should be. But what they did mention was when Trump met with Gates, guess who he had in the room with him? His chief of staff, who is a, well, we'll just say El Primo member of the World Economic Forum. Some suggest that she is Trump's handler. Could that be true? When is Trump and when is Trump not Trump? And I already have photographs of fake Trumps. So they're doing the same thing with him as they were doing Biden. So there's something, the amount of weirdness, inconsistency, and lies that are flapping all over the place right now is, like I like to say, it's not quantifiable. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. This particular report I find really important, and I'm going to play a trumpet fanfare. Thank you, Jesus. I am not joking you. I am reading this verbatim. Quote, an alien ship was detected approaching Earth. This will soon be announced by James Webb and NASA. This is wild speculation on my part, the person says. Elizondo says, I can tell you that it's going to be a white hot event. You know, in other words, you know, wow, we all got to see this. And it's going to be all over the media, Elizondo says. He says, how people are going to take it, that's out of my wheelhouse. I think Diana would be far better qualified to answer that question because I wouldn't even know. I know it's coming. I know it's that people are going to, they're going to find out and they're going to know about it because it's going to be very, very public. That's very, very noteworthy. And Caroline Garcia says, it's that big? Is it going to be like, and he interrupts Elizondo and he says, well, I don't want to cause any anxiety. I mean, there's not going to be a run on Wall Street or anything. Look, it's major. It's major. Yeah, it's going to be, well, you know, for the uninitiated, it's going to be like a holy cow moment. But for those who have been in this for this particular topic for a while, it's going to be fascinating and interesting. They're probably not going to be surprised at all. But you know the other 99.9% of the population, well, that's a different story. Large spaceship. It's going to be on all the news. Heading toward the Earth. I wonder, could that have anything to do with the big copper ball riveted Death Star looking spaceship that David Doetry saw in his vision of the rapture in 1998? Is there a correlation here? Could it be? Is it our flight out of here? Is it our early warning? Is our early warning on the way? Are your rapture jammies clean and fluffy? Next one up. Praise Jesus. All right, so let's see what we got next. That one's exciting. I love that. Huge spaceship coming to Earth. It's all over the media. All right, praise God. All right, ICC. This is very, very interesting. Listen to this. The ICC, International Criminal Court, and NATO is going to, they're in the process of flying to the White House, okay, for a midnight closed intelligence committee meeting 12 hours before the inauguration. Did you hear that? Biden's setting it up, the fake Biden. Hopefully he gets his mask on straight this time. It's so embarrassing. He's got crinkles and weirdness going on. They're going to fake Joe Biden. At least try a little harder. You know? Ugh. But anyway, the International Criminal Court, the very one that they want to sanction because they dared to go after Netanyahu. Yeah. The ICC and a representative, evidently a very powerful and high-up one, from NATO are going to fly to the White House under Biden for a secret intelligence, closed intelligence meeting 12 hours before inauguration. Whoa, that's pretty significant. And also, be advised that the city of Portland is now boarding up many of the main streets. They're putting boards over the windows like a giant hurricane, like Milton is heading right at you. Well, anyway, they're boarding up. What are they boarding up for? What are they expecting to happen? Do we know or do we not know? Do we guess? All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, this is Ross Colehart Hort talking on News Nation about his information on UFOs and non-Earth intelligence, you know, or whatever they want to call it. They change the names and the acronyms like every week. But anyway, let's just listen to what he says about his submission of evidence to the Pentagon and what they did with it. All right, here we go. Praise Jesus.
And I can tell you, Mr. Barber has overwhelming evidence. That evidence was provided originally to Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick by a member of his team, including imagery. And for some reason, that imagery and other data disappeared when the new RO director, the new Pentagon UFO boss, tried to investigate this material. He couldn't find it anywhere in the Pentagon's UFO office. It would appear someone had lost it. And I think what's going on here is the RO, the Pentagon's UFO office, is being used as a foil. It's basically being used by the Defense Department to try to fob off any further public transparency. And frankly, I think we're now on a slippery slope because Mr. Barber, as a whistleblower, is just the beginning. There are many more in this in the song. And
all right, so make a note of this URL, newsnationnow.com. Newsnationnow.com. Write it down. Tonight at 8 o'clock, they're going to have some what everybody in the UFO community is saying, the experts like you just heard Colton here, Colehart, and that they're going to disclose. They're going to have videos, live videos of a crash retrieval with live aliens, supposedly, at 8 p.m. tonight at NewsNationNow.com. Never a dull moment on planet Earth now, huh? Get us out of here. Lord, get us off this alien demon-infested rock. Oh, no. crazy days. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go ahead on to the next one. Praise you, Father. Okay, so this is Luis Elizondo warning of the importance of the national News Nation alien evidence. Okay, let's listen to his comment on this event tonight at 8 o'clock.
I think when the American people see some of the evidence that this individual has, we're going to leave some people scratching their heads. And that's okay, because I think now we're getting to the point in the conversation of disclosure where people are realizing that, yeah, this is real. It has occurred, and it's continuing to occur, and our government hasn't always been completely truthful about it. I am absolutely certain there's probably really good reasons for it. I don't agree with those reasons. But with that said, I must respect those reasons, and that's why it's taken us so long, over 7 years, to get to this point in the conversation. Because we had to do it right, and there was only one chance to do it right and a whole bunch of chances to do it wrong. Ultimately, I don't know how this is going to play out. My hope is that members of Congress will see this. My hope is that individuals in the new Trump administration will see this and begin to start asking the hard questions and do some of the things that we have made recommendations in the past to do.
All right. Praise God. So that's talking about the 8 p.m. Showing on NewsNationNow.com. So will I be tuned in? You bet your sweet bibby. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. All right. And taking a look, Glenn Beck is, why in the world are they moving the inauguration indoors? You know, because his personal commentary was, you know, hey, we've had, you know, Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades that were incredibly cold and everybody was outdoor. We've had all these different events over the years and the decades and the, you know, that have been super duper unbelievably below zero and everybody's frosting and icicles are hanging off their nostrils and it's unbelievable, but yet they're moving Trump's inauguration indoors. He says he smells a rat. Well, we'll have to wait and see. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Another one. Hold on just a second. Praise you, Lord. Okay. So, again, I do want to reiterate that Biden will be hosting the ICC and NATO meeting, the Emergency Security Council meeting, and close skiff at midnight tonight. Or, I'm sorry, midnight on Sunday night, midnight, which would be 12 a.m. roughly Monday morning. All right, so that's pretty creepy, if you ask me. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. CIA declassifies book detailing on how the world will end. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. Okay, it's kind of interesting. Ah, doggone it. By the time I walk from my bedroom to the radio show, X has already killed it. So they're censoring things like crazy at X. So it's, you know, hey, it's owned by Vanguard. It's owned by BlackRock. Elon Musk totally sold us out. All they're using it for right now, they're looking at the people that are making posts, and they're creating a red list. Who are we going to kill? So if you're out there making a lot of posts on, you know, Twitter, you better either A, make the rapture, or B, look out, because they're coming for you. That's why the Lord told me to knock it off. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. I didn't really understand why. I thought, why is the Lord, every time I would go and press a button to make a comment, it was like this rush would come down on me and I would be like, it was like, do not do that. And I'm like, okay. You know, it's pretty weird, but I stopped. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, all right. So Brandon Biggs, boy, is he popular, Pastor Brandon Biggs. Let's see if I can summarize some of the things that Pastor Brandon Biggs has been talking about. Now, if you're already following him, then you probably got a big old list right now. But the really big stuff. So basically, this fellow by the name of Ariel, who sees everybody as the evil ones, he says he believes that everybody's in bed with the devil. And he's just one of those people. And that's what he thinks. He points out, poignantly so, that the 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that was, quote, unquote, lost on the trains out in out west is still lost, and nobody knows where it is. Well, he points out that the 60,000 pounds, and by the way, a shout out to Brother Scott for finding this one. Very, very important. So God bless you, Brother Scott, for sending this to me because it's so helpful. All right, praise Jesus. But anyway, and if you need to get in contact with me, please, you know, be nice. I take a lot of beating, so please be nice. But my email is jbaptist777@gmail.com, and you can email me. I'll email you back, and I won't bite, I promise. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I love talking to the believers. I love it. All right, praise God. So anyway, so Brandon Biggs had seen a vision of 17 cities being destroyed in one event. He names New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Houston, Nashville, New Orleans, Charlotte, North Carolina, San Francisco, Detroit, and Seattle. Well, that's interesting because that lines up very well with what Sister Terry Hill had told me. So I'll pull down Sister Terry. Oh, hold on just a second. Oh, for crying out loud. I tried to pull down Sister Terry Hill's post-it note. It's like everything in my office is falling off the walls. She said the Lord had impressed upon her heart Washington, D.C., New York City, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Diego, Boston, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Denver, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix. So we definitely have a delta. There's a difference in the list that Biggs had supposedly seen in his vision, and what Terry Hill had impressed upon her heart by the Lord. And you know what? This is not a competition. Everybody that serves the Lord, we all prophesy in part. We all, see in the mirror dimly. So we should expect nothing less. We should expect there to be some deltas. This, by the way, mimics, very interestingly so, the first season and part of the second season of oh, Lord, Father, it starts with a J. It's not Jeremiah. It's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come back to me. If I'm going to sit here and try to go into a trance and remember the name of it, but there's a TV series out there. It starts with a J. It's a Bible name, and I can't think of it right now. I'm just having a total brain blank, and if I don't stop thinking about it, I'll never remember. But anyway, it's about a nuclear bomb that goes off in Denver, and in there they actually find out in the movie and in the movie plot that there were 22 cities across the United States that were bombed by, you know, essentially suitcase bombs. They were launched, you know, exploded from the ground. They were not sent over by missiles. Okay, so that was Jericho. Okay, there you go. See, as soon as I stopped thinking about it, my brain was totally blanking out. And anyway, it's called Jericho. So by all means, please do at least watch the first season of Jericho, which I have no doubt in my mind that you would be able to find for free on Freevee or whatever with your cable clipped version of streaming video. Hallelujah. All right. Also, Brandon Biggs says, and let's see if I can get this right. He predicts. Okay, so it says, Pastor Biggs shares vision of multiple Trump assassinations, including one on Sunday the 19th. That's when Trump's having a special celebration. So supposedly there's going to be an attempt on that day, according to Pastor Biggs. Okay, but there's more. Evidently, Biggs has also said that he had seen 50-gallon drums of something. Okay, 50-gallon drums of something. But evidently it was unclear, you know, the exact details of, you know, what's the role of the 50-gallon drums? Where are they coming from? What do they contain? All this other stuff. And then, of course, Pastor Briggs always says, we must pray hard to make these things go away. And I'm like, see, that's where Pastor Biggs and myself differ. I am like, hey, God's will be done. God's will be done. If we are in the book of Revelation, we are in the Olivet Discourse. I don't pray against God's will. I don't pray against the manifestation of the things that are prophesied and stated in the book of Revelation. I don't pray against the things that Jesus told us are going to happen in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. I do not pray that the Holy Bible is incorrect and it can be pushed back because I want to live a comfortable life. I don't do that. I say, Father, your will be done. Your will be done. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I do not waste any time, and I hope that you do not either, praying for the lost people of the world. Praise Jesus. Also, Barack Obama Okay. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush will not attend the inauguration, okay? I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. And as a matter of fact, I've even heard rumor that it's going to be closed. It will only include the members of Congress, not past presidents, although they probably would let them in. Who knows? If they wanted to go. But it is suspicious that they've chosen not to go. It is suspicious that the 50-gallon containers of 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate are still missing. It is suspicious when you sprinkle a little bit of Biggs on top of it. But we all see through the mirror dimly, and we all prophesy in part. And God does respond to prayer, and God does relent. So what's going to happen? Well, I'll have to wait and find out. But I'm going to go ahead and close this out with a commentary by Alex Jones. He is very, 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 very upset. And so are thousands upon thousands of other people that are awake and aware to the fact that Donald Trump has met with his really creepy handler from the WEF that he hired. To everyone's chagrin, everyone is like, why in the world is that evil WEF witch standing beside Donald Trump every single time she's in every meeting? I think that at the very least, she is controlling his thoughts, as a good handler would. This is Alex Jones going ape nuts over the fact that Donald Trump did, in fact, meet with Bill Gates. Let's listen to this.
He did tell the truth after that meeting 8 years ago, and Trump did change his policy direction. So if he's telling the truth that Trump is thinking about listening to Bill Gates to get an experimental HIV vaccine, accelerated it on the market, and if you know about Fauci being involved going back 40-plus years ago with the development of HIV in the research and reportedly having it added to hepatitis shots and given to gay men at clinics in San Francisco and New York, and then how the COVID chimeric lab-made supervirus had five different viruses combined, including the spike protein from HIV, that the so-called vaccines, mRNA gene therapies, have your body produce that are highly toxic and attack the DNA strand that deals with cancer repair, now causing massive turbo cancers, not just cardiovascular issues like strokes, heart attacks, myocarditis, and blood clots.
All righty then. So much deliberation, much concern and grave disappointment associated with this very, very strange meeting that included that entity from the World Economic Forum that follows Trump everywhere, with Bill Gates over a new vaccine. Things that make you say, Keep your eyes on what's going on out there. This might, I don't want to use the word prove, that implies for certain, but there is a lot of data out there that has surfaced recently, very recently, that indicates that this weekend may be, well, to say the least, deeply troubling. But since we are not from here and we are not staying here, and we pray always to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand beside Jesus at the wedding supper, are you spending time in the secret place of the Most High on your knees, leaning in, praying through to the Lord, turning off the sound on your phone, turning off anything that could possibly interrupt the intense meditation on the presence of God and our Lord Jesus during your prayer? While you're praying for the lost, you're praying for yourself, you're praying for even the most worst people in the world, that God will send dreams and visions and the presence of Jesus in the night to save their souls. For Isaiah 43:25 says, our Father says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Our Father requires our prayer. So if we want to get out of here anytime soon, pray, 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 pray. And don't forget to praise, lots of praise, for the power and the presence of God the praises of his people inhabits. Praise God. I hope that you are blessed. I hope you have a blessed weekend. Keep your eyes on things. It might get really bumpy. But then again, we all see through the mirror dimly. God bless you all, and keep on praying and praising.